Let's go through some earnings here. We see the RealReal shares under a little bit of pressure. Miss on the top and the bottom line, Julie Hyman, not something that you want to see in this quarter. When we what we say yesterday, 88% of S&P companies beat their earnings estimates, so not good here.
Yeah, it's unclear exactly what is going on here. The company's gross merchandise volume was up a lot, 91% to $350 million. They are also restarting at-home appointments. They've got some in-person stores as well for RealReal, and yet they just could not point it pull it out here. They also, by the way, had a legal settlement charge of $11 million. That basically alleged the company misled investors on how it authenticates its goods. Remember, RealReal is luxury consignment. And if you're buying a, I don't know, Louis Vuitton bag or whatever it may be, you want to make sure it's the real deal and not something you can buy on Canal Street. And so they do an authentication process. So perhaps that's still a question for users of the service and investors, but either way, you shake it out here. The stock is down sharply here this morning, and you know, RealReal had a relatively recent debut, and the stock has not done a whole lot good since then. It has been down for the year to date.
All right, and there we see live pictures from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. USA Water Polo ringing the opening bell on this Tuesday morning. I know a lot of viewers out there were made their acquaintance with water polo, as we all do every 4 years or so. And you know, as we discussed in the break, Julie, you were mentioning, basically, it seems like everyone just tries to drown each other, then they throw the ball around.
I think she's
Great
the,
sport.
is she the goalkeeper? I believe Ashley Johnson there.
I'll admit to not keeping up that much with the actual water polo competition, though I spent a good 5 minutes a couple weeks ago watching, I believe it was USA Japan men's match. So I'm now
Gotcha.
an
Yeah,
expert, obviously, in
she's the
water polo
goalkeeper.
tactics.
I
I
just
watched them
double
go up and
checked.
down the pool. Yeah. So they won. They won gold.
Yes.
Oh, great. Congratulations to the USA women's water polo team for the gold medal. All right, let's get through a couple more earnings here. Out after the close yesterday, we saw results from Compass, the real estate giant, and we saw that stock is up early, about 8% early in today's session, as you'd expect. Pretty solid results here from a company levered to this real rebound we've seen, particularly on the residential side, Julie. And I guess we're not part of it anymore because, you know, we're already a year in here, but the COVID real estate boom, it's cooled off, certainly cooled off, but continuing to see you know, strength across that part of the economy.
Yes, indeed. And the company apparently has been building its market share. So that has been helping things out. The company, according to the CEO, nearly doubled its share of the national residential real estate market over the past year. So not just that it was growing at pace, but better than pace of that hot housing market that we have seen, which is quite interesting here. Remember, the company had its IPO earlier this year. April 1st was when it started trading, and the stock is down about 15% before today's session, but obviously is rebounding here this morning. Revenue $1.95 billion. So we'll see if the shares end up turning around in a more decided fashion. But if, you know, if people are looking ahead at a housing market that is cooling, we'll see what that means for Compass going forward.
Yeah, each principal agent generated on average 6.2 transactions. So houses coming to market and selling quite quickly. Staying with markets that are in an upswing here. See, there we go. Callaway Golf out with its results last night and continuing to see strong performance. I mean, Sazi, what Callaway did in their results, which I think, you know, skews this estimate, is they just lumped the Topgolf stake in there. They had about $320 million in revenue from Topgolf in the most recent quarter, so it kind of warps that comparison. But you go through, you know, the line items of Callaway, and we'll have this in the morning brief tomorrow, looking at Acushnet as well, parent company of Titleist. Clubs and balls, those sales are up, you know, almost double, depending on exactly where it shakes out, at least 80% for those categories for those companies across the board. You and I have both gotten out on the links more than we usually would in this time. And the stock for Callaway has done quite well over the last year. I mean, it's under a little bit of pressure this morning. But ultimately, it remains a bull market for the golf business. Talking about record rounds played, Chip Brewer did on the Callaway call last night.
Let me put this quarter in a hole for you, Miles. Golf really, the whole quarter is very strong, and it's equally as impressive because at this time last year, Callaway and the golf industry at large were seeing large upswings in their business because of the pandemic. Golf equipment sales up 91% year over year, up 37% compared to the second quarter of 2019, which shows you how many new people have, in fact, taken up golf during the pandemic. I, for one, am back to taking lessons. I wasn't playing for a couple of years. I have now been reengaged back in the sport. So I, in some way, am showing up in this Callaway earnings release. Apparel sales up 115% year over year. And then, oh, yeah, the Topgolf business, which Callaway bought, I believe, Miles, for what, $2.7 billion or somewhere around there. That contributed $325 million in sales. So overall, a good quarter for the company. And you want to talk about inflation. We've been talking about inflation a lot and in food and apparel. What about golf balls? I bought three Titleist golf balls, which are owned by Acushnet, three Titleist golf balls over the weekend. Cost me $14. I lost all three over the weekend. They're all gone. That's $14 right down into the out of bounds area.
Good motivation to improve the golf game.
Yeah, I'm really trying. The hook for the brief is that golf is amazingly at this juncture of needing to have people with lots of disposable income. In your case, Sazi, literally disposing the income into the woods. And also excess time, which so many of us had or found we had during the pandemic. Maybe some of that's coming off, but both companies talking on their call, and in Callaway a little more pointedly, they were bracing for maybe a cooling off of the business in 2021 as more activities were available to folks. And I think, both Titleist and Callaway and anybody else in the industry is realistic about, just how much we're going to see record year after record year. But the strength of golf from 20 into 21, I think, has certainly, been a pleasant surprise to the industry. Julie, how are we getting out this summer? Let's fill out the anecdata here.
He went golfing last week when we were on vacation in beautiful Nags Head, North Carolina. Apparently it was a lovely course.
He's gone golfing at least one other time since he sent us a picture from the tee. It was like on Tuesday morning or something. So we got at least two rounds.
I have no one to blame but myself for losing those balls. I'll just following up on. I was actually reading earnings calls transcripts while trying to run around the course in the afternoon on Sunday. So it was not you want to lose golf balls, don't pay attention to golf while you're trying to play it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the funny thing about that is he's not kidding.
I'm really not. It was pretty bad, actually. No problem. But anyway, moving right along.
Taking out his remarkable on the course and going through earnings calls. All right, Sazi, let's wrap this up. One of your favorite companies, and we're going to talk to CEO later on this week, Planet Fitness, out with their latest quarter. Mixed picture here, beating on the top line, a little bit light on the bottom line. But, Planet was one of the earliest reopening trades. I remember from the spring of 2020, the stock had really ripped ahead of anticipated gym reopening. And if I recall correctly, basically flat the per share price over that period.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised to see the market reaction here. I would not be shocked if this stock eventually goes green at some point in today's session. Sure, they missed a little bit on the earnings line, but they gained 700,000 more members on a sequential basis. That is definitely a good thing. They also hinted at that they might have the potential to open up more stores than they otherwise thought they would have I think they had a goal to have 4,000 stores in operation. Looked like they raised that guidance on the call yesterday. And then overall, July looks to have been going pretty well for a Planet Fitness again. But at least for right now, perhaps, there we go. The stock is now turning positive. And again, that may be the right move here in the early going.